Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Thank you. Thank you, Edith. And welcome to ENN. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
They've got some cunions.
Still wrong, right, Peter?
It couldn't be more wrong. And then we'll say good evening to Don.
The Daily Don, you moron!
The Daily Don!
What do you think it is?
You can just hear that how funny and joyous I was when I did that.
That's, by the way, that's all I hear from you is joy.
Joy.
When I hear that. Really bad news here. Postmates is telling me that Dinosaur is closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not possible, is it?
Go Blondies.
Should I do Blondies tonight?
Yes. Love Blondies.
Yeah, they popped up on Seamless the other day for the first time.
They're
not normally a Seamless vehicle. So maybe I'll throw them some support today.
Good for you.
It's an expensive wing, but a delicious wing.
It's an atomic wing.
Dave Gettleman addressed wearing a mask on the draft last night. And it was for a good reason. He's 69 years old, and he was seen putting on a mask after the team selected Andrew Thomas at 4. And obviously it made for jokes right away on the internet. But the Giants had a staffer at Gettleman's home, and they were practicing social distancing. And Gettleman's a cancer survivor. He battled lymphoma 2 years ago and was just taking the proper precautions.
He needed an IT guy.
I don't even understand why it was a question. Why wouldn't anybody have known that? I mean, I'm not second guessing here. We had a long text thread, and it was brought up, and I said the guy just underwent chemo. Well,
but if there was no IT guy, he wouldn't have had the mask on. So
but,
nobody knew about the IT guy.
He's also a 69-year-old man who probably has dial up, so he probably had an IT guy there.
Right, but if he's just home with his family, then you would think that the mask would be unnecessary, but. You know, he had somebody in his house. Even if it's a staffer, it's somebody outside of his family.
Yep.
So that could be a scary situation, seriously.
No, you have
people that you know.
It was what made it look funny on TV was that he appeared to be by himself. And after the pick was made, you just sort of saw him putting it on in a room by himself. So it was sort of a strange optic. But, yeah, of course it makes sense. Also, something shocking happened last night. It seems as if Joe Judge was so excited about drafting Andrew Thomas, that he forgot his rule and used the words, wait for it, Daniel Jones.
No.
Sorry.
Never said Jones.
Daniel.
Right. Could have been. Maybe he's a big Elton John fan. I have no idea.
Or that's the way he does. He goes like, hey, Bub, hey, Chief, hey, Daniel, trying to get somebody's attention.
Oh, and that's like his boss or chief?
yeah,
everybody's
that's
Daniel.
That's his boss.
Hey, there, boss. Hey, there, Daniel. But apparently he was so excited that he said it.
But so that shows you that it is Fugazi then.
According to the Post, Paul Schwartz, he said it's a tremendous move to help Daniel play more confident.
Wow. Hey, Keith Marta just... tweeted, Blondies is awesome. I think you're going to really, this is the way you're going to go, Peter. They have a sandwich that's a chicken cutlet in wing sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Covered by mozzarella.
Oh. That sounds like a delight. I don't think I've had it. I've seen it. Seen it on the menu.
I'll do it.
So, anyways, that was exciting to hear the name Danny. Although we did learn earlier.
Daniel.
We did learn earlier in our conversation with Andrew Thomas that he had not heard from Daniel Jones. Neither New York draft pick, neither tackle had heard from their quarterback since last night.
You would think that, you know, Sam would do it. It's his third year.
Yeah, and Sam knows the importance of it. He truly understands what it's like at this point to not be able to breathe.
I just think the fact that neither of them did it, both have been drafted fairly recently, probably just know how hectic a day it is. I'm going to wait.
But Baker Mayfield didn't.
All right.
Well, you're comparing.
It's what we do.
It's dangerous.
You just compared Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason. You're okay with that.
I need
to know what you're getting at. That they're
I'm not getting
lazy,
at anything. I find
that
it
they
curious.
They don't care that they disagreed
I find
with
it
the
picks. I find it curious. I'm not getting at anything.
I'd have to go back to all the other interviews we've ever done. Every year we have both the Jets and Giants first round pick. And we always ask that question. Have you heard from Eli? Have you heard from whoever the Jet quarterback is at the time?
And I remember distinctly that Barkley said he heard from Eli right away.
Yeah. Now, Eli's in a little bit of a different situation, right? I tell you what, I can't speak for the Jets, but would you be surprised if Daniel Jones was told not to call him by Gettleman and Judge, just based on how they seem to
you
be
know
operating
what?
Right now?
I got to tell you.
I don't know the rules according to Judge yet, but it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, just but what Don, that's a great point, though. Given the way that they tend to operate.
And I'm not Michael, saying that it's wrong. It might just be, let's give him some space. There's a lot going on here.
He also, I mean, we haven't even mentioned this. Joe Judge said to Andrew Thomas on the phone, don't, when you talk to me, don't even mention the Super Bowl. He's already programming.
But
don't even mention the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Calm down a little.
I saw that from Sal. Who's going to ask him about the Super Bowl?
Well, maybe some kids will go, you know, I can't wait. You know, my dream is to, you know, lead the Giants to the Super Bowl. But Joe just took the air out of that. Don't even mention the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's almost unnecessary. It's not like either of these teams are close to doing that. You know?
But it shows you how his attention to detail.
I want a coach that has attention to detail, but not this detail. This is, come on. I mean, like we're going to start like putting pressure on him, force him into a guarantee. It's not like the Giants went 13-3 and traded up to the 4 to get the final piece to the puzzle. They've got a long way to go before we can even start talking about playoffs, never mind winning a championship. We just want to get to know these kids.
Playoffs? Talking about playoffs?
I'll tell you this, though. So, you know how they say that intelligence on the football field is the closer you get to the ball, the smarter the player is?
I had never heard that.
You never heard that?
You, Michael?
No.
You never heard that the quarterback in the center then it goes out and the offensive line is the smartest player? Anyways, what I was going to say was, I did get the sense, just even though they weren't overly talkative and clearly not completely media savvy yet, you can tell that both of these draftees are smart kids. I got that sense, at least from talking to them.
I think they sounded like good kids. I can't tell you that they sounded...
Well, I watched Andrew Thomas's. I watched his. I watched both the kids' interviews from last night. You watch them during an interview. They have a sharpness to them for sure. Mm-hmm. They seemed a little guarded on the show with us today, but in watching them talk to the media and do their conference call last night, I was impressed.
And guarded is fine. I mean,
How would you not be?
I don't think we got the sense of, oh, there's an arrogance there. He doesn't
want to
do this. It's like, no. Sometimes you get short answers when a guy's curt with the interview because he doesn't want to do it or he's a punk or whatever. No, I just got the sense that, yeah, they're nervous and, you know, and they probably don't want to say the wrong thing. And I think it comes across as just like they're good kids who just want to be careful, and especially the Jets pick. I mean, he knows that he's going to get asked the question of the stuff that was happening today, and I thought he handled it well.
Speaking of Kurt,
what a beautiful background of Kurt Warner, by the way. Hall of Fame bus behind him. That's beautiful.
Not to mention, they just gotten off the, you know, Thomas had just gotten off the phone with Joe Judge, who said, here are the words you can use during your interviews. Hard nose, smash mouth.
Downhill.
Love the fans, support the fans, hard working,
blue collar.
Lunch pail. I'm so glad you brought that up, LaGreca. Lunch pail. You could talk about hard nosed lunch pails. That's it. That's what this town is. But the virtual draft was a success. I have to show off on behalf of our company. ESPN did a job last night. No real hitches last night. Very, very smooth. Some conversation about Trey Wingo's suit, but we'll get to that next Wednesday. However, the ratings guys, they're saying 15.6 million people tuned in for night one of the NFL draft.
Shattering the previous record of 12-something.
Huge, up 37% from last year.
12.
Don, do you recall yesterday during the show that there was, I don't know if it was a caller or somebody else, who wasn't sure if the draft would outrate The Last Dance from last week. Remember who that was?
It definitely wasn't a caller. I think it was one of us.
Was it
and
you?
It wasn't me. No.
I didn't say that.
I believe that you're changing what I said.
No.
You said, if I remember, you were wondering, would it beat?
Would it? See, Don, that's why I rely on you, because you're not a liar. You know, I may have made a fool of myself. Michael makes it sound like we bet. Like I said, how
Liar!
Much do you want to bet?
And you wouldn't have bet that.
No, I wasn't going to bet it. I was just curious.
But you know, there's
No, that's not the way it came off. I'm not a liar in this set. I think you're
obfuscating
really? Right now. I
Liar!
Believe that you're
back.
Closer
let's
to lying
let's
than
find
me.
Out when did you say it? Well, maybe RJ can find it before the end of the show.
Well, if RJ finds it, it's going to embarrass Peter.
No, it won't.
Because somebody tweeted me as he said it and said, "Is Peter lost his mind?"
I wonder if it'll outrate The Last Dance. I did not say, Michael, I'll tell you one thing. I guarantee it.
No, you didn't go full bore Hulk Hogan, but you essentially said it was going to be difficult.
You know, listen here, brother. I guarantee you one thing. The NFL draft isn't going to outrate that wonderful documentary that aired last week on the ESPN networks, brother.
But
I didn't
here's
do that.
Why what he said was still ridiculous is because he's debating on whether it would have gotten 7 million people when in 2014 it got 12.4.
It's
I mean, you
could
even make the case, looking at those numbers, that maybe it's even surprising in the negative that even in the pandemic where everybody is quarantined at home, still only broke it by 3 million.
Yeah, but I think 2014, if I'm not mistaken, I think that the 12 is ESPN's number. Fox also broadcast that year.
Oh, wow.
Now, I think they would. If they combine, if they were judging it combining a number, I'm sure they combined 2014 as well. Think about it. 12.4 for a non-game is outrageously good.
Well, this is a very popular sport. It's insane. Las Vegas is going to host the 2022 draft.
Yeah,
you sure?
Don't mess that up.
Yeah. Yes, it says 2022.
Next year, it's Cleveland.
Yep. Going really? Down to Cleveland Town and get a house for the price of a VCR. The SEC had a record 15 players selected in the first round of the NFL draft, by the way.
Makes sense, no?
I said 18 earlier, so I was wrong.
Yeah. It's a shame what you just said. How you disgraced yourself like that. Hey, guys, the UFC is returning. It's happening May 9th in the great state of Florida, and specifically in the great city of
Lakeland.
We talked about the city last week for how bright and intelligent everyone there was.
Tallahassee.
Oh. Jacksonville.
Correct. That's right. Dana White talked to Brett Okamoto. UFC May 9th, May 13th, and May 16th in Jacksonville. Three events, including UFC 249, which is still going to be Justin Gaethje against Tony Ferguson. Dana said they want to fight. People are hitting us up and want to fight. And it's happening. So apparently Jacksonville is going to host it. It's going to be in an empty arena in Jacksonville, three different events.
And today they're cutting hair and bowling in Georgia.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully not at the same time.
Don't miss the Michael Kay Show, weekdays at 3 on 98.7 ESPN.